Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: always and in all things. Chapter 3. The foundation of the call to always and in all things to live and walk in the will of the Lord. Although it may seem like a great challenge to grow in Christ in all areas of life and seek to walk with God in all things, this is God's path to the Christian life and the safe life that leads to eternal fellowship with the Lord. The call to live and walk at all times and in all things in Christ and according to the will of God is a call to what is really and truly good for people who start to do it, for it is in the Lord and the fellowship with Him that people find the source of true and eternal life as a whole, as we saw in the first chapter. When God calls people always to live and walk, through Christ, in all things according to His will, He does it because, first of all, it is also part of His will that people live and walk together with their Creator and Eternal Lord. In His love, in addition to creating people to live and walk in Him, the Lord further demonstrated His purpose by granting His beloved Son to die as the ransom provision for people even though they had subjected themselves to trespasses and sins, and through which they got away from fellowship with the Lord. Romans 5:6-11. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. The whole reconciliatory provision that God offered and offers in Christ Jesus refers to a call for people to re-establish peace with the Lord and a life in God after human beings have also been able to know and seek to live and walk through the knowledge of the creation, by external laws, by the effort of the flesh, and by association with sin and iniquity, means by which people could and can see how harmful and sad life is apart from truth and eternal light. Romans 5:1-2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. In Christ Jesus, God grants people the choice for the newness of life in which they are guided by their Creator in opposition to remaining driven by the creation. Therefore, it makes no sense for a Christian not to want to have God with him or her at all times and in all things, for reconciliation with God, to live and walk in the Lord, with the Lord, and for the Lord, is the essence of what was lost as a result of the subjection of the human being to sin. Aspect broadly approached in the themes about the Creator's gospel and the gospel of the righteousness of God. The Heavenly Father has given us Christ so that we can return to live and walk according to the Lord's purpose for which we were created and from which we were separated because of sin and iniquity, the purpose that is to live and walk in Him, according to His will, for Him, and through the One who created us. Therefore, we are called to live and walk in everything or all things according to this eternal purpose of the Lord for us. 1 John 4:9. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. When, in the previous chapter, we mentioned the matter of the risk that there is in a person wanting to set one's own priorities, we considered it crucial to be very attentive to this proposition so that, after having obtained freedom in the Lord, an individual does not return to the concept of life in which one thinks one has enough wisdom in oneself to define how to manage one's own life. Running into the same subtle and misleading proposition to which Adam and Eve chose to subject themselves. The establishment of who instructs a life about which paths one should follow, and what are the various activities and actions to be practiced in these paths, has always been and continues to be a central point to be decided and solved each day by each human being. If a person receives Christ as Lord to be guided by him in the path of true life and not to walk any longer in self-understanding or the knowledge of the natural man, it is also from the Lord that one should obtain instructions on what is and what is not a priority in one's life in each of its stages, as well as to what extent one should engage oneself with each of the aspects in these stages. When the Lord calls us to trust him at all times and in all things, and when he calls us to live and walk with him and for him, it is precisely because in him and trust in him that we also find the provision of what we need, and because absolutely everything he proposes to us is righteous, true, and perfectly good and profitable for our lives. Revelation 15, 3. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints." God's call to always and in all things live and walk according to his will is for us a call to be grounded in his perfect love, presented to us also as the love of an eternal Father who perfectly loves his children, being, likewise for this reason, worthy of all trust and credibility. 2 Corinthians 5, 14-15. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Finally, what God asks us to do in everything or all things is no different from what he himself would do. Matthew 11, 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Ephesians 5, 1-2. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Therefore, after we have come to be constituted by the eternal Lord as his children, he invites us to allow him to guide us always and in everything so that his glory, as our eternal Father, and the glory of Christ, as our eternal Lord, may become manifested in us and known as well through us in the world. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 2 Thessalonians 1, 11-12. Therefore we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Final greetings. Psalms 146, 10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14, 7. Worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.